This is KERI News. I'm Dua Lee Saikau-Tau. A team from the Centers for Disease Control is now in North Texas to try and track down anyone who may have been in contact with an unidentified male that has been diagnosed with Ebola. The patient is in isolation at the Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. Hospital officials say the man is in CDC-approved facilities, away from other patients, and medical staff interacting with the patient are following strict guidelines.
The patient has been in appropriate isolation, which according to CDC is called contact isolation and droplet precautions.
Dr. Edward Goodman is the infectious disease specialist at Texas Health Presbyterian.
We're working closely with representatives from the Centers for Disease Control, the Texas Department of Health and Human Services, the Dallas County Department of Health and Human Services, and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services on a coordinated response, and we're taking every step possible to manage this situation.
Federal law prohibits hospitals from sharing more specific information about the man, but what is known is that he is in critical condition. The goal now is to trace who else might have been in contact with this individual and to monitor their health for up to 21 days. Dallas Mayor Mike Rawlings this morning activated a city emergency management center to assist in this. His office is also working closely with the CDC. Yesterday, the organization's director, Dr. Tom Frieden, told reporters any passengers flying with the man from Liberia to the U.S. was not exposed.
Ebola doesn't spread before someone gets sick, and he didn't get sick till 4 days after he got off the airplane. So we do not believe there is any risk to anyone who was on the flight at that time.
CDC investigators now on the ground, he says, will cast their net widely in their search.
This is a tried and true protocol. This is what we do in public health. It's what we do in this country for a variety of infectious diseases, and it's what we do at CDC globally in Ebola cases. I have no doubt that we'll stop this in its tracks in the U.S.
But many remain concerned over the possible outbreak of Ebola. Dallas County Health and Human Services Director Zachary Thompson told KERA as more information becomes available, he'll share it with the public. But for now,
we want to caution Dallas County residents to not overreact. The transmission of this particular virus has to take place in terms of bodily fluids, and at this point, there is no indication that there is any type of outbreak in Dallas County.
Ebola is not an airborne disease, and exposure to it is only by direct contact with bodily fluids. Dr. Kent Brantley, who did his residency in Fort Worth, and his colleague Nancy Reitball both recovered from Ebola. Dua Lee Saikau-Tau, KERI News.